Hi everyone, Rachel from Land here. I'm really excited to present this collection, which I never really gave a name, but I've just been kind of calling it the Copper Collection. My main mediums are typically architectural cladding materials like plaster, masonry, and stone, but at the end of 2018, I began making copper finial lamps, and I think a lot of this collection comes from how much I loved those early prototypes. The idea behind the finial lamps came from not that functional roof adornment you see at the peak of roof gables in more traditional architecture. And at the time, I was working on a Japanese pagoda, old world European inspired home. And after spending some time researching cultural references of these more traditional architectural typologies, I became really interested in the copper ornament pieces at the roof peaks used by both cultures. They're typically this pointed cap that sort of adds height to a building and pierces the sky. Phenomenologically, I thought that was such a beautiful idea that by adding these sky-touching metal cones to the topmost part of their structures, humans are maybe somehow bringing themselves closer to the heavens and cosmos. Symbolically, I wanted to bring them inside the home as a similar beacon of connection to the sky and natural world, and copper itself is such a beautiful material. It tarnishes to a dark brown and eventually takes on a vibrant green-blue-turquoise patina we know as verdigris. So, as the lamps patina, they will take on all the characteristics of the home they are in: your fingerprints, smudges, sun exposure, moisture, and so on. I really love the idea that they age in place and take on all those very place-specific characteristics. I do, however, also offer them in a pre-patinated and clear lacquer finish. And though I prefer they age in place, I totally understand that some people prefer a much more even verdigris finish, and some people even prefer that they stay shiny like a new penny. The copper tube pieces came from the appreciation I had been developing for copper, and as some of you know that I work in construction. Earlier this year, I was on a job site, and we were demoing a huge house from the 1960s, and all the copper was being stripped from the home and piled up to be sold off for recycling. So there was this like huge mangled heap of copper tube in various stages of patina, and it got me thinking about how copper plumbing is sort of this beautiful hidden infrastructure inside the walls of buildings, and I really wanted to bring it out from behind the walls. So conceptually, these pieces are all copper, welded and brazed by plumbers, but are being offered in raw steel and aluminum as well. So though the more amorphous stonework that I'm typically known for is a continuous aspect of my work, and it's definitely not going anywhere, I have not yet figured out how to represent it digitally in a way that I would be comfortable showing virtually. So that work will have to kind of wait till later this year when I can get back into the studio. I also have plans for a series of shake and shingle clad furniture that I am really excited about, and I just cannot wait to get back to work. I hope you all enjoy what I've been working on, and stay tuned for more. Thanks, guys.